Another proposal that would involve a fundamental change in the structure of college sports is the establishment of professional teams affiliated with colleges and universities. A separate minor league system with home teams centered on campuses seems unattractive, although it leaves a cleaner taste in the mouths of those who oppose the payment of stipends to amateurs. It removes an incentive for many of our youth to attend college. Predictably, those who would be most negatively impacted would be lower-income individuals. Some athletes attend college only to participate in sports anyway, but the NCAA is striving against that motivation with its ever-evolving initial eligibility measures. These are now, more than ever before, real questions that those involved in college sports must confront. Reforming college sports should not be feared. It may be the transition itself that is the most difficult step to take. For a long time, the tennis world regarded professional athletes as manual laborers. It took Cash and Carrie Pyle to help change that perception. When he finally convinced the female sensation of the day, Suzanne Lenglen, to accept his offer to turn professional, the press acknowledged that she was not denigrating herself, but uplifting the world of sport. Professional sports leagues. In general, professional sports leagues are probably the least active entities in regulating the manner by which sports agents impact both student and professional athletes. Leagues should utilize their financial resources to educate their athletes, as well as prospective professional athletes, regarding agents as well as finances generally. By becoming involved in education, leagues can play a more affirmative role in this nagging problem. The NFL, for example, has taken a number of steps that align with this need. In both its Rookie Symposium and Business Management and Entrepreneurship programs, the league provides athletes with sound financial information that can be used in their dealings with agents and other financial advisors. Players' unions. As discussed in Chapter 10, the unions have the power to deny unscrupulous agents the right to continue practicing their trade. Courts have consistently upheld the authority of unions to decertify, suspend, or otherwise discipline agents when the union's authority to take such actions has been challenged. In addition to the ability to certify and decertify agents, players' unions are the parties with the most leverage to ensure that those who are certified are genuinely qualified. In that regard, whatever test or other instrument is used to gauge the readiness of a potential agent must have the appropriate level of rigor, and any such test or instrument must be complemented by meaningful continuing education and periodic reviews of an agent's qualifications. The tide may be turning away, however, from the complacent union that responds to instances of agent corruption and incompetence only after athletes have been victimized. Players' unions are becoming more proactive in regulating agents. Alarmed by scandals involving corrupt agents and financial advisors, the NFLPA has arguably taken a more aggressive posture than any other players' union. Following an explosion in the number of agents that gained NFLPA certification, the union took steps to decrease their numbers in order to weed out incompetent agents and to lessen the burden imposed on its regulatory mechanisms. These steps included increasing the annual dues it charges agents, enhancing the level of difficulty of the examination required for NFLPA certification, and decertifying any agent who does not negotiate at least one contract over a 3-year period. The willingness of the NFLPA to examine the effectiveness of its agent regulations, as well as MLBPA's major overhaul of its agent regulations, suggests players' associations are prepared to be more proactive and aggressive in regulating those members of the agent-athlete industry who represent their members. Educational institutions. As discussed in Chapter 11, colleges and universities have much to lose if they become enmeshed in a sports agent scandal. Apart from the harm to the institution's reputation is the financial cost in legal fees and sanctions an institution must endure. This is why educational institutions must do a better job of policing and educating internally. Individual institutions need to aggressively take it upon themselves to provide adequate education in this realm to student athletes who will be entertaining the professional athletics option.